Chapter 13. Relocating to the comms array did little to soothe Dr. Roman's nerves. He paced about as he, Breach, Liana, and the android Alexa waited for Captain Bosa and Lieutenant Sherman. "Oh, dear," the doctor repeatedly mumbled to himself. "Doc," Reach said, "calm down." Roman paused. "I was afraid of this."
"Afraid of what, Doctor?" Captain Bosa asked, stepping into the room.
"Afraid it was true. I expected it, but held out hope. Oh, dear." Bosa crossed his arms.
"I want to know what came out of your interrogation. Now."
Reach took the tablet. "Captain, we were communicating through limited English when I asked the prisoner to draw on this tablet." Roman intercepted him and took the tablet.
"Excuse me, not yet. Don't say anything else. I fear I've already caused alarm by my lack of decorum. Alexa?"
The android stepped over to them.
"Yes, Dr. Roman, how may I help you?"
"Tell them," he began, and then cut himself short. "Wait, not yet. Look at this tablet. What does that drawing remind you of?"
Alexa studied the drawing for a second.
"It resembles a number of possibilities. Statistically, I would say the most likely answer is a puppy."
Roman sighed. "If you could eliminate that data, if the context was a place of origin, what would your inference be?"
Alexa looked again.
"With that reference point, I would say it most resembles a United States colony ship, specifically the Muir."
Sherman entered the room.
"What's going on?"
Captain Bosa gave Roman a hard look.
"Our prisoner seems to have drawn a depiction of the Muir. They're not scheduled to arrive for weeks," Sherman said.
Dr. Roman was in his own world, caught up in his thoughts.
"If it is the Muir, how does that fit into the theory?"
"What theory, Doctor?"
Bosa asked, the first hints of anger clouding his face.
"It would support the theory, sir," Alexa said.
Evidently, she knew what the doctor was talking about.
"It would not prove it completely."
Roman looked at Alexa gravely.
"I know I said never to do this, but please, give me the surety score."
"Yes, Dr. Roman. I am 98% sure."
Roman flopped into a chair, buried his face in his hands, and moaned. The officers exchanged a look. Liana went to the doctor and rubbed his shoulder.
"Jose. Jose."
"Dr. Roman," the captain said, his voice as stern as a cane pole. "Explain what this is all about, now."
The doctor stood and motioned to his android.
"She can do it better. Alexa, please tell them."
"Yes, doctor. The problem was first discovered while Dr. Roman and I were working to recover my memory. As you now know, much of it is irretrievably lost, but some items were patched in, as it were, from unrelated central systems. Data logs from the ship itself. Our thinking was that I could index that data and form a cohesive guide map to what happened. Not a perfect recall, but something."
"I think I follow," Bosa said. "Then what?"
"Every one of the indexed data logs I processed through my modules had a different date and timestamp. Duplicates of the same event, such as correlating stellar updates, did not align as they ought to have. With my temporal points of reference so disjointed, the best I could do was store the inconsistencies in a separate data file for later reference."
"How serious is that issue?" Bosa asked the doctor.
"Serious enough that it has been a constant worry nagging at my mind," Roman answered. "Of course, the situation on the ground and the tragic loss of life those poor souls in cryo managed to push any real contemplation from my thoughts."
"All due respect, Doctor," Sherman said, an edge in his voice. "But I don't recall hearing those serious concerns until just now."
Roman nodded and sighed.
"Because there was nothing that could be done but wait."
"No more secrets, Doctor," Bosa said sternly. "I want a briefing of exactly what problems we face and their level of severity. I think I need to hear the theory that was promised at the start of this narrative."
Alexa blushed, something Reach didn't realize she could do.
"Of course, I have been beating about the bush. It seems that we were off from our intended spatial arrival point by a small factor. With both my timestamps and the failsafes compromised, I was unable to make a concrete determination of our stellar positioning. But, based on a number of variables, including the context of Leanna's drawing, I have come to the conclusion that a proposed date of arrival shared with Dr. Roman is in fact accurate.
The room was silent for several seconds as everyone tried to unload that package. Our mission date? Asked Captain Bosa. As in the date we were supposed to arrive?
Yes, exactly, Alexa said.
Alexa, Reach said, not wanting to hear the answer to his question. What is today's date?
Keep in mind, whatever I say is only an approximation. I can't be entirely sure.
A theory, Roman said, almost helplessly. Out with it, Sherman barked. Reach had never seen the lieutenant so agitated. He couldn't blame him. He knew it was coming. It all fell into a horrible puzzle of logical connections.
I believe we have arrived approximately 300 years later than we intended to.
Say again, Sherman said. We were in stasis for 300 years?
Approximately.
You said you were awake most of the trip, Sherman shot back. Surely you noticed that so much time was passing.
No. That's what's so damned puzzling about this. As I said, I was only awake for about 40 years, with periods of stasis throughout, but at no time did I have any suspicion of an elongated mission, or of any damage or system failures.
Alexa rubbed Roman's back.
It is possible that the damage, and the delay, occurred after the doctor last entered stasis.
Captain Bosa shook his head as though trying to rouse himself from a dream. Are you saying this delay is an effect of the damage taken in flight?
I don't know, Roman said, putting his hands on his face.
Nor do I know exactly how long we were in stasis, but I am increasingly confident that we were in fact there for a very long time. Hundreds of years. Of course, it explains everything. The camp's state of disrepair, the failure of many of the cryopods, the condition of the Rupak soldiers, though there are still questions there. Even why this girl speaks an unknown language. Languages evolve, and if she's a descendant of earlier colonists.
He trailed off, looking despondent.
Now is not the time for falling apart, Dr. Roman, said the captain. Now is the time to reevaluate our situation and come up with a new plan.
Ose,
Leanna whispered, nodding her head firmly, like it was the answer to everything. Those Rupak soldiers wouldn't have survived 300 years, Dr. Roman, Reach said. And don't tell me they're descendants of some soldiers who arrived 300 years ago. Descendants wouldn't still be running around in Rupak uniforms, ragged though they are.
Alexa raised her hand. I have a theory about that.
She was actually beaming. Please, invited Bosa.
The Rupak mission likely came well after our intended arrival time. Perhaps they only arrived very recently, or what I consider more probable, they arrived some time ago, but lacked the ability to successfully live off the land, and so survived by putting themselves back in cryostasis for as long as possible. They may be scheduled to wake up periodically to check for a change in conditions, or perhaps they are simply emerging as cryopods fail. Either way, if my theory is correct, these men would be first generation on Amir, so to speak. We won't know until one of them speaks, but it may have only been months or a year of hard living since these particular men emerged from cryo.
It looks like this girl is surviving just fine, Sherman said, motioning to Leanna.
Because she is not one of them. If my theory is correct, she is the offspring of those who came aboard the Muir, or possibly another colony ship. People who found no trace of us. People who, over generations, learned to adapt to the land.
Sherman shook his head, his disbelief obvious. The Muir? The Muir and Longmire were supposed to have combat engineers and rangers in addition to colonists. If they landed already, why is Camp Ohio not restored?
That remains a mystery, Alexa said.
Bosa grunted, clearly not pleased with the answer. Regardless of what happened in the past, we need to make a new plan for the present, he said. Lieutenant Sherman, Reach, please have a seat. Dr. Roman, your input and Alexa's is also needed here. Roman shook his head.
I don't see how you can be so calm about all this. And I don't see how you're going to handle your men panicking when they learn the truth.
I'll tell you something about Rangers, Doctor, Bosa said flatly. Every private down to the lowliest E1 gets all the information from every op order. They know what command knows, because that man must know the commander's intent in the event that he needs to lead a squad. That panic garbage is for non-Rangers.
Reach had to stifle a cheer. The captain had stirred something in his soul. It was the truth, and he wasn't even a Ranger.
All right, Bosa continued. Let's get some more coffee brewing. We're going to tackle this head on.